And if you would, turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. I want us to read starting at verse 1 down to verse 8 in that chapter of Revelation. And I am reading from the New King James Version. Reading verses 1 through 8 in Revelation chapter 21, we will find these words. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. May God bless the reading of his word. Verse 8 is what I want to focus on this morning, and more specifically with verse 8, I want us this morning to reflect on the last part of verse 8, which says, And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And with these words in our hearing, I want to reflect for the next 20 minutes or so using the sermon title, The Consequence of Lying. The Consequence of Lying. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for a new heaven. God, we thank you for a new earth. God, we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that there will be a new Jerusalem, that holy city that will come down from you. But God, you have said in your word, Lord, those that will be able to enter into that new heaven, into that new Jerusalem. You told us, Lord God, about the cowardly and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the sexually immoral and the sorcerers and idolaters. But Lord God, this morning, help me, Lord God, as I proclaim your word, to speak those words about those that choose to lie. Thinking, O Heavenly Father, that lying, Lord, is indeed acceptable to you. Help us, Lord God, to all see that with all of these others, Lord God, that all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, if indeed, Lord God, they do not repent. And so, Father, help me, Lord God, help us, Lord, to see your word, to be not, Lord God, just hearers of your word, but doers of your word. And so, Father God, we thank you, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You know, we're living in a time where people everywhere are lying more and more. And what is truly disturbing is the extent to which lying is now acceptable by many. Now, we know we are lied to every day in some way or another. Sometimes even our own family or so-called friends are lying to us. And it seems that lying has become quite commonplace in day-to-day interactions. You can have someone in their car that's on their way to meet you, and they're calling you and saying that, hey, we are on our way. We will meet you shortly. But they may be falling far behind, and they will lie and tell you that they are just 15 minutes away when the truth is that they are really 45 minutes away. That is a lie. Someone you know is asking for help. And rather than be truthful and just say, hey, I cannot be able to assist you, some will lie and make up a story just to get out of the situation. That is a lie. Someone may be lying to their spouse about how much they have paid for something that they bought on impulse. We see more and more where people are calling the police, lying about someone else, in order to bring danger to them, in order to get back at them for something. We see where leaders of nations are investing millions of dollars, spreading lies on social media to produce chaos with their adversary nations. That is happening right now. But with all of this, the reason lies seem to prevail for the time being is because their lies seem to keep working time and time again. And if they can get away with it, their lying will continue. And for those of us on the receiving end of those lies, many people cannot tell the truth from a lie because the lie oftentimes sounds better to them than the truth. You know, lies create a false perception of reality. And so the right person can come along and lie, and they might even be embraced as some kind of hero to certain people. You know, lies too often tell people what they want to hear, usually never what they need to hear. And so people lie to control and manipulate others. People lie because there is money to be made by doing it. People lie to make themselves look great to others. But it is more complex than that so often, because the liar is lying sometimes because of what is happening within them. Because sometimes people lie because they lack the confidence to be truthful. They lie because they think that they cannot take the pressure, and therefore they lie to avoid conflict or to avoid hurting someone's feelings. Whatever the reason for lying, at the end of the day, people lie because they think it will work for them in the moment and because they think that they can get away with it. And it's not just lying using words. You know, nowadays there's this term called catfishing, people posting fake pictures of themselves on online profiles. That's lying also. Lies will perish, but the truth will remain. And everyone must decide whether they are going to pretend that their words and actions have no consequence, or whether they are going to acknowledge that all their words and actions indeed have a consequence. And that brings us to our text this morning here in Revelation chapter 21, which says, "But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." We're talking this morning about the consequence of lying. You know, there's this concept called equality, or another word for it is parity, but really what that means is that the consequences for one is the consequence for all. And when you read verse 8, it lists several types of people based on the sin that they have committed. Cowards, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and then it says all liars. And what will happen to these people? We see it at the end of verse 8, they shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And this is where equality comes to play, where parity comes to play, because they all will face the same consequence. All these sins are of equal weight in the eyes of God. God hates sin. not big sin, not little sin. People have got to get away from this belief that this sin is more acceptable than that sin. God hates sin. And unless repentance has taken place, the murderer and the cowardly will suffer the same consequence. The unbelieving and the idolater will suffer the same consequence. And it can be said among these is all liars. You know, we defined reality last Sunday as the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to some idealistic way or idea of looking at things. We also said last Sunday, when it comes to what we do, when it comes to the matters of life, when it comes to the matters of what we choose to believe, there is only one reality that matters, and that is God's reality. We know from Scripture that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If we want to have the blessing and protection of God, then we need to embrace His reality. Actual reality is God reality. That's what we said last week. The reality of a God that sees all and knows all, and in God's reality, lying is unacceptable. God hates lying. And lies, they seek to destroy a person's view of reality. Lies, they seek to control and manipulate others. Lies seek to direct energy and effort into a way that is pleasing to the liar and not pleasing to God. And so we're being told here at the end of verse 8, in Revelation chapter 21, that those lies and those that choose to tell those lies will not stand, because as it says in the word here, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All liars. And I cannot stress this, all liars, enough, because there are people that are deceived, thinking that their lying is some minor offense. They may be deceived, thinking that they can lie and still, at that moment, still be headed for eternal life, when instead they are headed for eternal death, all because they have gotten cozy with lying and have not repented. All liars. Not some liars, not people that lie a little bit, not people that lie a lot. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Not people that are lying out of cowardice, not people that are lying for material gain, not people that tell so-called big lies. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That is the consequence of lying. And it is a consequence that must be taken with all seriousness. And so as I move to my conclusion, I want to turn away from the consequence of lying to the consequence of embracing the truth and telling the truth. Because the only way to avoid the wrath to come from associating with lies is to repent and embrace the truth. Someone might ask, does God really equate being a murderer to being a liar? The answer is yes. But the same God that hates sin loves holiness. God loves holiness so much that He can forgive a murderer in the same way that He forgives the liar. Just like there is equality and parity in sin, there is equality and parity in God's forgiveness of sin. Lying is sin, and the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Forgiveness of sin comes through Jesus. And the world needs to know the truth about the forgiveness of sin. And Jesus died and rose from the dead that He might make that truth available to all of us. Jesus did not say, "You shall know the lie and the lie shall make you free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus said, I am the truth. And Jesus said that the written word of God is truth. You know, when he was praying to his heavenly Father on behalf of his disciples, Jesus said this in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. That is why it is so important to have a daily quiet time in the word of God, because overcoming the temptation to lie requires learning the consequences of lying and learning the consequence of embracing the truth. This is found in the Word of God. And then when someone has an issue or a problem that requires an answer or a solution, rather than turn to lies to try to solve it, that person who is in the Word will turn to the Word that has been hidden in their heart and that is within their Bible. That person turns, if they need to someone else who is mature in the faith for a little guidance, for a little push, knowing that they can find that solution in the Word of God. You know, everyone should want to be better. But if anyone's life is standing on a foundation of lies or misconceptions or deceptions or half-truths, there will never be change. But when anyone faces the truth as revealed in the Word of God and responds to that truth, then real change will begin. And so as we leave this call this morning, let us all remember that lies come with consequences, eternal death. But embracing truth also comes with consequences, eternal life. We are made in God's image, created for excellence. There is nothing we cannot accomplish through him. If we learn to trust in his word and see ourselves through his eyes and stand on his truth. May God bless the preaching and teaching of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for your word and for the power of your word. God, we thank you for the truth and the power of the truth, and that truth is Jesus Christ. And Lord God, help us all to embrace the truth and to reject the lies. Help us, Lord God, all to be honest in our dealings, to be honest with our words and our actions, Lord, to be reflective of you. Lord, you said in your word that you framed this entire world with your word. And you said that we are made in your image and in your likeness. So, Lord God, as your word is reality, help our word to be reality. Lord, you know our hearts, and you know how to purify each and every one of us. Do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let our yea be yea, and our no be no. Let our words, Lord, be, Lord, reliable. Let our words, Lord God, be truthful. Let our words, Lord God, be reflective of you. And let our actions be reliable. And let our actions be reflective of you. Help us, Lord God, all to embrace the truth and to reject the lies. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.